Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Coming up in an hour, we'll touch base with John Walton, the voice of the Caps, here on 106.7 The Fan. Get his take on this series, which is now tied one apiece between the Hurricanes and the Capitals. Game 3 coming up on Saturday, 6 p.m., when Jason's going to be at dinner.
That's a great puck drop
Tom
time.
Mooney.
That is a perfect puck drop time. Six o'clock. Now, I know it's Saturday. You can stay up a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But can we mix in some 6 p.m. puck drops during the week?
It'd be awesome.
Possible?
I would love it.
I love that. That's right in the sweet spot. That's like dinner's either wrapping up or that's just perfect. It's perfect time.
I don't remember growing up. Actually, I do remember. The Auvilles ate early dinner. At least earlier, because you used to always come up to my house to play ping pong, and we were just eating dinner.
Probably right. That's probably correct.
And then my mom would like force you to sit down with us, and you'd be like, no, I just ate.
It was like you were in middle school.
No, I did that. That was my high school bit.
Yeah, go through the lunch line twice.
My high school bit was to skip physical training, at least the running portion of it.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'd go lift weights, but I hated running. Hated it with a passion. So instead of running, I would basically run to the cafeteria and get a second lunch, which was a square piece of pizza, tots, chocolate milk. I would buy a pack of peanut butter and cheese crackers, and maybe there was some sort of vegetable or fruit that I would just throw in the trash.
Perfect. He was able to do that. He was able to do that because he was a teacher's aide, I think.
I was, yes.
And he was able to steal the slips.
He never said, hey, he's blowing off the running.
You think
we went to a huge school, so he was unnoticed.
PE teacher cared, who was old and senile. Do you think he cared? I was skipping running days.
Did he keep track? You don't think he even keep?
I had a plethora of yellow notes. I had them stacked this high. I always had an excuse. EB,
excuses. Cakes was eating two lunches and then often two dinners when he would come up.
That's correct.
Walk up the street.
I was carb loaded before it was popular.
And now, ironically, you're actually a runner. Run a marathon.
I've run one marathon. That's the only marathon I've run, but I'm easing my way back into running.
Yeah, you get back into it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to bail on Mooney tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm sure he's going to hear it from somebody that
bail on
I said
him,
this.
Just tell Teresa.
Teresa can go.
Bring me some food to go.
Sure.
Bring me a to-go plate, and I'll be good. I'll be watching puck drop at 6 p.m.
It's just too. I got to work. I'm sorry. I got to work.
It's work.
It's work, is work night. Saturday
tell
night.
Tell Tom to hang out with you at the house in the basement and watch the game.
No, they want to go to some fancy Italian place in D.C.
Oh, in D.C.?
That's Philomena or something?
That's a real deal breaker.
No, it's something different. I've never been there, but look, it's a work night.
It's a work night.
And they're going to have to his wife's going to be bitter at me, and my wife's going to be bitter.
Okay.
But it's going to happen.
Sometimes work's
I just can't. So I can't go to a 5:15 dinner when the Caps play.
So will they go without you?
Yeah, they'll go. Because my daughter will go and his daughter will go.
You know, I actually think your wife won't care that much. She'll be a little pissed at you, but she don't care about you that much.
Sometimes work gets in the way of pleasure.
Right.
And doing things with friends.
What would you guys all do in that situation?
I might watch it on my phone for a period.
I can't watch it on the phone.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because everyone's going to be talking. I can't do that.
I might try and shift it from the D.C. dinner to somewhere a little closer to the house. TVs.
D.C.
Like, say, let's save the fancy Italian dinner downtown to another spot, but why don't you join me, I don't know, that place that you told me to go to in Ashburn or something.
Doing it in D.C. is an absolute deal breaker. Because you're an hour away from your house, you move it to your home turf, that way you could actually go, and you could be home with about 4 minutes burned in the first period.
And that place that you sent me, it was Italian. I know it was more of a pizza joint.
They're not going to
had a million TVs.
They're not going to come all the way out to my hood. They're not going to do that.
They live in University Park.
They live in University Park, and the daughter lives in D.C.
So do Rusty.
Right. They do it,
do Open Road.
Here's your other option.
Bam.
Here's your other option.
They got a million TVs there.
Do dinner on Sunday. Why is Sunday
Mother's
off the table?
Mother's Day.
That's right. Okay, forgot
I have
about
a dilemma
that.
For Mother's Day. So one of my closest friends, and don't take anything for granted, they got to win today. But if they win, they would be playing for the WCAC championship in lacrosse on Mother's Day at 4 o'clock, and we're having a big family gathering that I organized.
Yeah,
my mom's getting up there. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't leave. It's at the same time. Mm. I can't leave.
You have a conflict.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because you still got to win today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they do, what would you do?
I think with your mother getting up there in years, like,
I think you just
probably have to do Mother's Day and like follow along on your phone if you can.
I think I have to just do Mother's Day.
Probably do.
Kind of killing me. Why would they have a freaking championship game on Mother's Day?
I don't know.
I mean, this God.
Yeah, they
it's
weren't.
So
maybe
annoying.
They just weren't thinking. That doesn't make sense.
My daughter in Philly every year at Easter, they have a tournament on Easter weekend. It's you know, like, I don't understand.
Like, I think it's somewhat standard because the team that I coach is in a recreational league. We don't have a game this weekend, but I'm 99% sure the reason why is because they have tournament, that they have a tournament at the Soccerplex.
On Mother's Day.
I would bet. Yeah. I would bet because they don't just shut down weekends. They're in the money-making business.
I mean, listen,
Jason.
I think there are certain days that you shouldn't have stuff.
Yeah.
The Caps need you. They need your support.
I agree.
More than they need you out
of
the fancy
Italian
dinner.
I think it's resonating with him. I think it's resonating with you.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
That you're going to move the venue, right?
I'm not sure that's going to happen. I think I'm going to bail before we move the venue.
But wouldn't everybody be happier if you move the venue?
Maybe not the people that are dying to go to this fancy restaurant.
Because Mooney's daughter really wants to go to this restaurant, and she doesn't care about the Caps. And neither does Mooney's wife.
How dare they?
And kind of my wife kind of doesn't care. So they're all in about hanging out and having a great dinner.
But can't you hang out and have a great dinner somewhere else?
Yeah, TVs. but they're focused on this particular restaurant.
Tell them to grow up a little bit.
Here's what you do.
Next time.
Here's what you do. I've looked ahead at the schedule.
Yeah.
The Capitals are not scheduled to play next Friday. Go out to dinner Friday, May 16th.
You know where I'll be next Friday?
I don't.
It's called college graduation.
I was unaware.
So I will not be in town for that.
Okay, scrap those plans.
Okay.
Actually, you just can't go. You can't go.
You can't go then.
The team needs you. The Capitals need you watching. Not on your phone either while you're ordering chicken parm. Okay? Be at home.
The co-founder is
the team.
Being so far away.
Yeah, that part hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of my fault because I allowed them to make this reservation on this particular night, and I wasn't thinking about the Cap schedule.
Yeah.
It's kind of my fault.
You weren't planning
ahead.
But
now that I know that they're playing at 6 and not 7. Look, if they're playing at 7, it's all good because I could be back probably close to 7.
Right.
But 6 is just a terrible time.
How many weddings do you think you've skipped because of sports? hasn't your wife gone to like family weddings without you because it's like college football weekend?
I don't think family weddings, but no, I don't think so. Usually weddings I have
what
to go
he does
to. Family
is
weddings
he
I have
blows
to go
off
to.
The service. He's not a service guy. He likes the he's a reception
I was
guy.
Definitely
or
at a wedding.
Back end of a service.
I was at a wedding like for a family member, and it was, I think it was week one of the NFL season. I think it was the opener. I was looking at my phone a lot.
Well, that's normal.
I was doing this a lot at the table.
That's
like
normal.
Not during the ceremony.
Yeah.
I was respectful during the ceremony. But once everybody started dancing and started boozing.
Of course.
I was watching like highlights. I was watching fantasy updates.
Right.
Did it make me a bad wedding guest? Possibly. But I mean, they scheduled the wedding on the opening weekend of the NFL.
Right.
I mean, it was craziness.
By the way, I have no Mother's Day plans. I need to step up, and I'm probably going to struggle to find a reservation.
Do you have any gifts?
Well, we have I was going to say confirmation. We have the first communion on Sunday.
Yeah.
And some friends of ours were coming.
Do you have gifts?
No, but that's not a problem. I'll pull that quickly.
You can?
Yeah.
I struggle getting gifts.
Well, it's really from Isabella. Like, I don't have a mom that's alive.
Well, yeah, but I still give a Mother's Day gift to my wife. You know?
Yeah, Isabella wants to do something, and I'll facilitate that.
Yeah.
And we'll go out to lunch somewhere, but it'll be close by.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Maybe Rio.
All right, why don't we do this? I know that he's sized Mar, and I know Lurch loves the weekend parlay. You want to come back, do a little weekend parlay? You want to do that?
Yep. Junkies Weekend Parlay is coming up next here on the Junkies.